Trees in real forests might also share information below ground. But this was really controversial, and some people thought I was crazy. And I had a really hard time getting research funding. But I persevered. And I eventually conducted some experiments deep in the forest, 25 years ago. I grew 80 replicates of three species, paper birch, Douglas fir, and western red cedar. I figured the birch and the fir would be connected in a below-ground web. But not the cedar, it was in its own other world. And I gathered my apparatus, and I had no money, so I had to do it on the cheap. So I went to Canadian Tire. And I bought some plastic bags and duct tape and shade cloth, a timer, a paper suit, a respirator. And then I borrowed some high-tech stuff from my university, a Geiger counter, a scintillation counter, a mass spectrometer, microscopes. And then I got some really dangerous stuff, syringes full of radioactive carbon-14 carbon dioxide gas, and some high-pressure bottles of the stable isotope carbon-13 carbon dioxide gas. But I was legally permitted. Oh, and I forgot some stuff. Important stuff, the bug spray, the bear spray, the filters for my respirator,